Algoa Correctional Facility sits atop a large hill overlooking brown Missouri countryside. Men in baggy brown jackets saunter within the confines of a tall, chain-link fence. The wind whips through the crisp air and not a single cloud appears in the cerulean sky. It's grayer inside.
You know, I seen everybody out there helping, and it was for a good cause, people that without stuff, so I figured I'd help.
Billy McCullum is serving a 7-year sentence. Last spring, McCullum started spending 2.5 hours every day working in the Algoa Outdoor Garden. Gardens like Algoa's are now in all but one of the prisons across the state. In the program, offenders volunteer to work on gardens within their correctional facilities. All of the produce is donated to local food banks. This was the first year of the program at Algoa.
I was there from the very first part of it to the end of it. So from the tilling of the ground and planting and dealing with it every day, you know.
It was McCullum's first time growing produce, and now he says he could be developing a green thumb.
It helped me out. I figured I would get out and go try to start myself one.
Though this program benefits the shelters that receive the donated produce, working in the gardens is also a form of therapy for offenders. Cultivating hobbies is just one of the ways the gardens benefit those behind bars. Matthew Wickrowski is the senior horticultural therapist at the New York University Medical Center. He says cultivating hobbies is just one of the benefits offenders get from working in gardens.
It's going to mitigate the stress a little bit. It's going to help improve mood, as some of the literature shows. It will also allow for development of appropriate socialization techniques and certainly hobby interests. So once they do get out, you know, maybe they take up gardening instead of something that might be a little illicit.
Some of the other offenders who helped with the new Algoa Garden brought years of expertise to the table. John Dobbs says he's worked with gardens for a while.
My dad, he raised a garden ever since I was little, so it's pretty much almost all my life.
Dobbs says his favorite part is just spending time in the garden.
Just getting my hands dirty, playing in the dirt.
Because gardening brings him back to one place.
Home. Think about home. It's nice.
Although this was Algoa's first garden, they produced 1,600 pounds of fruits and veggies this year.
I think there was 4 kinds of tomatoes, like 5 different kinds of peppers, bell peppers.
Elizabeth Trovall, KBIA News.